This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 140 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And in this episode, we are going to be continuing down the road of 1970s action films with as voted on by you guys, the listeners. This is a 1979 film starring Clint Eastwood, directed by Don Siegel. It's called Escape from Alcatraz. I have never seen this. Alex, is this a movie that you have ever seen?
I never seen this one. I love Clint Eastwood, but I never seen this one.
I never heard of it before we did this review, to be honest with you. Like, Clint Eastwood has 1,000 movies. I had never heard of Escape from Alcatraz. I knew Escape from New York. I know Escape from LA. I know Escape from Escape Plan. I never heard of Escape from Alcatraz. So I was excited. I love finding a new movie. So we're going to be going over that. But before we do, you guys know the drill. First things first, we got to give you a little bit of box office numbers. We're going to give you a little bit of the old Rotten Tomato scores. And of course, as I'm hosting, Alex will go first. And we'll go through all our typical categories. So, Alex, please let the people know how this movie did financially back in 1979.
All right, here we go. So this is Escape from Alcatraz from 1979. Domestic, $43 million.
Okay.
International, $5,000. For a worldwide total of $43 million on a budget of nothing, because they don't give me the budget. But it was a domestic opening of $5
million. Opening. Well, $40 million in 1979 is like in the hundred millions now. I know that for a fact. So I'm guessing it was decent. You know what I mean? Like, it did decent money. Nothing crazy, but it did decent. I don't have my inflation calculator. So just off the top of my head, I'm going to guess it's probably like $150 million or something like that. It's probably like a blockbuster, but small scale. All right. With that being said, how did the critics think of this movie? What did they say? What do people say? Well, let me tell you something. They love it. This has a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. 96 critics. How are the audiences? Still really good. 85% audience score. I mean, for a movie I've never heard of, these scores are incredibly high.
Yeah, super high.
And I know this is on the list. I also believe this is on the list of IMDb top 100 movies of all time. I just found all this out last week when we were setting up to do this. So apparently me and Alex live under a rock. I never got around to watching this one.
You know what? I will take this, living under a rock, for a movie like this than people that never seen Poltergeist, freaking Exorcist, Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. At least this is, I guess yes, more smaller scale than those movies. Yeah. Like, those are like blockbusters for sure. But whatever, it doesn't matter. We're going to be giving you our take. Now, again, this stars Clint Eastwood, directed by Don Siegel. And Don Siegel directed quite a few of Clint Eastwood's Western movies. So this is not their first time working together. So Alex, please take it away. Clint Eastwood in the lead role as, what was his name? He had he would always go by his last name. McWilliams or something like that. I don't know. Clint Eastwood. I just call him Clint Eastwood all the time. Go ahead. Take it away.
Okay, so Clint Eastwood plays, I'm going to be really honest with you, I don't even know how he got into prison. They just show him on a boat going to Alcatraz. Did you know how he got to prison? Like, why he went to prison?
No, he is transferred from Atlanta because he's a troublemaker and keeps escaping from prisons. And he's serving a life sentence.
Gotcha. So he's like the escape plan.
Yeah,
so,
Morris. That's his name.
Okay, Morris. All right, so he plays a character named Morris. So there you go. Nate just gave me a little synopsis on that. Because honestly, I was just like, where the hell did he come from and why? Okay, his character was really good. Very intuitive, very understands his surroundings, what is happening. You could tell he's been in prison for a bit. So he knows the surroundings and everything. Honestly, it's not much to him. Very dynamic. Look, Clint Eastwood is very good. All right. I love his Western movies. I love his stuff now. But this movie, I'm not even going to lie, man. This movie, there's not much. He's just in prison and he's putting together this plan to escape. That's pretty much the entire freaking movie. And I gave him a 5.
Ooh, okay.
I thought he was really good in this movie. Acting wise, character wise, I was on the fence with the character. But I always, when I do the reviews, I always add the actor with the character. Does it feel natural? Does it feel out of place? And I felt like he worked with this role, and he was good with his surrounding other actors that had to break out with him. Which there were other known actors in this movie, like
the Fred dude, Ward is in this.
Yeah, the dude that was painting and he chops his finger off. You know who that is?
No.
He's the guy, he's the shoveler from Home Alone, the old guy.
Oh, yeah. Now that you say it, Oh, shoot. You're right. Yeah. That is him.
When he was talking, oh, I went, wow. I went straight, Kevin, I went,
oh, shoot. You know, I thought he looked a little familiar, but I couldn't put my finger on it. Now yeah. that you're saying it, that's him.
He's the dude that took the body pieces and put it in the salt.
I like that.
Yeah, so anyway, I thought his surrounding actors were really good. I thought Clint Eastwood was really fantastic in this movie. It's not a big acting range in this film because he's pretty much escaping this unbreakable prison that everyone says that he cannot escape from. So I gave it a 5. I thought he was really good in this movie.
All right. Cool. I liked him too. I thought he was good in this movie as well. I gave him a 4, but for some of the reasons you said, there's not a lot to him. Like,
yeah.
For me, the performance is good. This, it feels like one of his Western roles. Mm. The guy, quiet, talks when he has to, doesn't talk too much, stoic. You know, he got the face. He's tough. If you don't pick a fight with him, that wolf guy, want to fight with him? Get wrecked. That's what you get. You want to talk to him in the shower and be kind of weird? You get wrecked. So he is typical macho Clint Eastwood. And I'm for it. He plays it great. But the character, you're right. I don't know why he's in jail. I know he's serving a life sentence, but I don't know what he did. He's a criminal. Clearly, he did something bad because he got a life sentence. So, you know, he's not a good guy per se, but he is good in the prison, right? Like, he gets along with people. As long as you don't mess with him, he's not one of those guys who's trying to, like, pick fights with everybody. He defends himself against the creeper in the shower. And other than that, he makes friends with the painting guy. He makes friends with the black guy in the library. He makes friends. You know what? He just makes friends with everybody in this movie. Yeah. So I liked him. I actually liked him. But I wish I knew more about him for me to give him a higher score. You know, like I would have. I get it. It doesn't have to. This is a personal preference. I wish there was a scene in the beginning that shows what kind of crime he did or what happened or something. You know what I mean? A little bit, something. So that's the only reason. I'm going to give him a 4, but I thought he was really good, and I agree with all your points as well.
Question. Okay. Yeah. Question. Is this the only movie that we get Clint Eastwood's ass? Because he had a firm butt.
I think I was like, so. Yeah,
God, this dude had like a
And
a
he nice showed the whole butt. Thing off when he's walking into the cell. Just butt naked. It might be. I don't remember. I don't think I've ever seen it. It might be. Butt naked Clint Eastwood. Yeah. And he also says the N-word in this movie. So if you want to see a different side of Clint Eastwood, literally, figuratively, check out Escape from Alcatraz. All right. Yeah, a four for me, a 5 for you. Okay, villain. Now, in this case, it's the warden. That's who we're scoring as the villain, the warden.
Okay, let's say it as this dude's not in this whole movie. He's here in the... sprinkled throughout the film. Is he a douche? Yes, he's a douche. He made the Home Alone shoveler guy take his painting away. He cut his fingers off.
So mean for no reason.
No reason. He was a good painter, though. Pretty good damn painter.
Yeah.
He was really good. But then at the end, he got what he deserved. No one could break out. Of course, he did. But that's it, dude. He was a typal
warden.
In every freaking movie that we see, The Green Mile, we have the same type of dude, right? A douchey. Shawshank Redemption, you got the same douchey.
Death
dude.
Race.
The same douchey dude.
The lady.
The same douchey dude. It's pretty much like it's every. So it's like, to me, it's like, okay, been there, done that. I gave him a 3 for what I had to work with. I thought he was really good, and he took his guy's flower and threw it in the ocean because he was mad.
Bro, we're right on the same page. I gave him a 3. Now, part of me, when I was watching it, as it was going, I was like, okay, well, I don't know how high I'm going to score this guy, because you're right. Every prison movie has a warden, and they're always the bad guy. It's pretty rare that there's a prison movie with a nice warden. You know what I mean? The Longest Yard, The Death Race, this one, Shawshank, they're all Green Mile. You're right. Prison movie, douchebag warden. But if this guy wasn't quite as evil as some other ones, so if he was more evil, he could have got more points because it's limited, right? You have one setting. There's not like, it's not a superhero movie. Probably not going to physically fight with the prisoner. So it's like, I have to score this on that scale. What does this guy do? How does he affect these prisoners? He was definitely a dick, but he wasn't like super evil either. You know what I mean? So he falls right in the middle for me. I gave him a 3. I thought the actor was good. I like the conversation he has with Clint Eastwood when he first brings him in. And he's like, you know, if you do this, you get privileges. If not, you don't get privileges. And he's like, we don't make good citizens. We make great prisoners. I like that line. That was good. That was a good line. I was like, okay, good writing. Yeah, he takes the guy's painting away. He makes a beautiful portrait of him. And then he's like, I don't want this guy painting anymore. I was like, what a prick. horrible. But then he doesn't really do much else. And then at the end, he's mad that that these guys got away. So yeah, I give him a 3. I think he's fine for the movie itself, you know, for what they're telling.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be fun. Action.
There ain't no damn action in the movie. I'm going to be really honest. There is no, I don't understand how people pick this damn movie, because there is no action in this film. Besides the butt naked fight in the
that's
shower.
That's action right there.
That's the most action you're going to get in this film. Actually, Clint Eastwood's butt cheeks is going to be the only action.
That's the best action of the film.
That's the best action.
Cheeks walking down the hallway.
You don't get fight. It's only a fight sequence you get in the, when Clint Eastwood first gets there, he gets the fight sequence with Wolf. Mm-hmm. When he whips out the knife, you get that fight sequence, you get the naked fight sequence, and that's pretty much it. And then I don't consider escaping an action sequence, to be really honest with you. There is no thrill in that for me. Suspense, sure, maybe, but that's more in the line of, I don't know, where I would put that more overall, if I'm going to base that off of stuff. It's not action. So with that said, I gave it a 2. For the butt fighting, the butt naked fight.
The butt fighting.
Yeah, the butt fight. And then, of course, the actual fight in the courtyard. When he goes, what hand is he going to attack me with? I give him that. Those are the 2 fights. 1 point right. each.
So this is, I'm going to create a new, I'm going to introduce a new scoring metric that I have for movies like this. So first of all, this is billed as an action thriller. So when I searched for 1970s action movies, like the best ones, this came up on every single list. So I included it and people voted for it. Now, I'm going to now use, for movies like this, I'll be using the Tequila Sunrise scale. If you guys remember, we did way back in Mel Gibson month. We watched a movie called Tequila Sunrise. It was great. We liked the movie, but there's no action in that movie. And I gave it a 1. Now, does this have more action than Tequila Sunrise? Now, Tequila Sunrise had gunshots. This has a few gunshots. The wardens shoot at the, you know, they shoot, not the guys up top, they shoot, they do target practice or whatever, okay? And does this have an explosion? Because Tequila Sunrise had an explosion.
Yeah.
This does not have an explosion. So I'm going to also give this a 1. No explosion. Okay. If this had an explosion, it would have got a 2 because it would have had gunshots, explosion, and fist fights. Instead, no explosion. You're right. There's a couple of little fights. They're short, and Clint Eastwood just
dominates,
beats his ass every time. Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to go with a 1, but that's okay. We still got to cover storyline and overall. But action-wise, this is not what we would consider here at the Action Movie Guys an action film at all. Okay. Now, storyline.
Okay. Now, this is where the story... This is where it's going to get a high score. Because, honestly... Well, besides the Clint Eastwood, but this is going to get a high score. I think the storyline is really good. I did not know this was based on a true story. I don't even think it said in the beginning it was based on a true story.
I don't remember seeing that.
I didn't see that either, because at the end of the movie, it made it seem like it was based on a true story that these three guys were never caught again. Actually, never seen again after they escaped. So they don't know if they survived or not. I will say the storyline is really good between Morris. I think him and his friends, I thought it was really good. I felt bad for the guy who got left behind. That was his own fault.
He could have been free.
He could have, but he waited too late.
That guy was in something too.
He was. He's another.
He was in Billy Madison. That guy was in Billy Madison. He was the other guy who was like the guy who ended up taking over the company.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of the big guy. And then his friend, the one that made the raft. That was the guy from Naked Gun.
Fred Ward.
Fred Ward. Yeah. Yep. But storyline, is it compelling? Yes. It's a very good, if you're into a slow movie, because this is not a fast-pacing movie. This is a very character development type of a movie. You see Clint Eastwood go in, and then he starts to interact with a lot of different characters, and you get to see them interact, and it's prison, so you get to see the inside of Alcatraz and how they can get in and out. It was done very well. Is it considered an action movie? Absolutely not for this storyline. I did not like it for that. I'm not going to deduct points for that because this had a strong storyline. And I thought it worked very well. And especially the ending when they literally escaped Alcatraz. So I was like, this is actually really good. And Clint Eastwood delivered in this role. He was very believable. And his friends around him that helped him, because each of them had their own parts to do, thought it was really well. And then his friend that died, bro, because he took the flower. He caught a heart attack.
That was sad too.
Yeah, I was like, you like bastard.
Guy who kept taking his spaghetti.
Yeah, and giving it to the rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jinx. Right. What was it? No, no.
Bilbo Baggins.
The stupid rat from Green Mile? Mr. Bojangles. You never seen Bojangles? Oh, okay. So, yeah, so you had that situation. I thought it worked very well. Everything worked so well. The score was actually really good for this, too. So it heightened for me this. So I gave it a 5. I thought it was a good storyline, to be honest with you.
Yeah. This is going to be shocking. Gave it a 5 as well. I didn't think you were going to go with a 5. I loved the storyline of this movie. Yeah. Sometimes in this world, less is more. You know, and you're right. There's two types of movies. You have narrative-driven movies, and you have character-driven movies. And this is a character-driven movie. Literally, it opens with you and Clint Eastwood getting in a boat and getting taken to Alcatraz. That's how it starts. There's nothing. There's no before. You don't know. You're there while he's there. And everything he does, you follow him doing that. You know what I mean? He makes friends, like I said. I like all the side... I like all the side characters. Even that wolf guy who's annoying... Mm-hmm. He's entertaining to watch because he keeps getting beat up and he thinks he's going to kill him every time. I like the painting guy. I was sad when they took away his painting and he chopped off his fingers like a crazy person. I love when Clint Eastwood grabs the fingers and puts them in the box and gives them to the, you know, to the security guard. Yeah. I like Eastwood's character because even though he's a bad guy, clearly he's a criminal. He's got a heart at least. You know what I mean? He's not like totally evil or anything. I like the brothers. They get introduced a little later, the ones who end up escaping with him. But I like them too. I like their little dynamic. You know what I mean? I liked his little pen pal next door, the one who didn't get out.
Yeah.
I like their dynamic. I love the black guy, though. Him and the guy in the library, some of my favorite scenes.
Yeah.
I love the library scene. I love the scene when he goes up the stairs and he's like, this is where the king sits up here. And then Clint Eastwood starts to say, why didn't you sit down? Is it because I'm not going to repeat what he says, but he says the N-word. He's like, you hate N-words, or is it because you were scared? And then Clint Eastwood sits down next to him and he says, I hate N-words. And I was like, I didn't think he was going to say that, but the respect that the guy had for him after he said that, they became like friends. You know what I mean? And I love the end, even when they're separating at the end and they kind of like, you know, smile and wink at each other. Like they know, he's like, all right, you're getting out of here. Good luck, brother. I love it. I loved all that stuff. I like the warden trying to figure out what they're doing and never being able to figure it out. I think it's hilarious that they use those dummies that look nothing like people, but they were able to put the dummy under the covers. I mean, I would imagine it's probably really dark, so it would be hard to tell.
Yeah.
You know, movie lighting is different than real. Like, it's probably really dark in there and they just see hair and they're like, whatever. But from watching the movie, it's pretty funny. No flaws for me story-wise. I gave it a 5. I thought it was fantastic. All right, overall.
All right, overall, like I said before, is this an action movie? Absolutely not. But it's a very compelling story. It was very fun to sit down and watch and see a young... Well, actually, he's not young. He's like prime.
He's like 50.
Yeah, he was in his prime.
But he didn't look old.
No, he didn't. Actually, he looked very well. I didn't even know. He was in his Dirty Harry era, if you really look at
it. Yes, the end. Yeah, almost the 80s.
Yeah, so to me, it worked very well. I thought the story was very compelling. There was no action in this at all, so I wouldn't even consider this as an action movie. This movie reminded me of, had in the tip of my freaking tongue, it reminded me of, if you really think about it, Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Jack Nicholson comes in and then he becomes friends with the inmates. And it felt kind of
very character driven.
Yeah, very character driven, but kind of funny. A dark comedy.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, very dark comedy. But this one felt similar to that, but this was more drama based, no comedy, some here and there, but not as much for me. I thought it worked very well. It's going to be surprising. Score I'm gonna give this. I'm not gonna give it a 5, but I give it a 4.5. I think this is actually a really good movie. Would it go up on my collection? No, I will get it for my digital collection. I will put it up. I think it would be great in that.
Yeah, so look, I was surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised now that I've seen it, and then you look at all, you know, like very high reviews, top 100 list. Now that I've seen it, I get it. I understand why. But I'm surprised I've never heard of it. Up until now, I really had a good time. I thought it was very good. Eastwood is great. The storyline's great. One thing that I didn't touch on because I was waiting for this segment was this movie, while not an action movie, you mentioned it. It's very like suspenseful. And I love suspense. It's like a thriller. Yeah. I would say it's a drama thriller because the actual escape scenes are very suspenseful when they're scoping it out. And they got to climb up the thing and then they got to go back to their cell. Like, I love how everything plays out. Like, you see what's going to happen and then they have to go back to their cell figure a couple more things out. And then they get to the next level. And then they're like, tonight's the night. We're out of here. And then they do the escape. You know what I mean? I love that. It reminded me most of Shawshank Redemption in that regard. Like, that's a movie about a guy who's trying to escape prison. And this is pretty much that. Yeah. That one's way more dramatic and has a lot more storytelling. This one has a more simple story, but a similar premise. I mean, as far as prison movies go, because this is really, it's a subgenre, you know, like there are tons of movies that are prison movies. This got to be one of the better ones. I'd say it's probably like in the, you know, a top tier. Very suspenseful. I really enjoyed it. Good performances. The only thing, I give it a 4 overall. I didn't love the ending. It's too abrupt. Like, yes. They get out, yeah. They escape, they go like, well, I guess they're gone. And then you get a little text that's like, they never saw again. It's like, wow, okay, well, I spent all this 2 hours with this guy and I don't even know where he went. I don't know what he did. Not that I need full explanation, right. But it would have been cool seeing them like really like ride off, to get in some cars and separate or something. Okay, you know what I mean?
Eaten by a shark. I wouldn't care. Yeah.
Yeah, anything. One of them died and the other two got, you know, escaped. Or that would have been, it would have been cool. I would have been cool with it. Or like you see him in the woods looking like at the warden, like, ah, and then he runs away. Anything other than how it ends. It's just so abrupt and it's just like, okay, we're done. In a way, I appreciate it. And in another way, I wish it didn't do that. So a 4 for me overall. So what's your total?
Total was 19 and a half.
I gave it a 17 out of 25. And that's only because the action brought it down. Otherwise, this is a tequila sunrise. Okay. I'm telling you, that's the bar. It's a good movie. That's not an action movie that you should still watch. But we're an action podcast, so don't watch it if you were wanting action, because it's not an action movie. But if you want a good movie, it's a good recommendation.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I mean, it's a spectacular movie, but there's no action at all. No,
not an action. No. It's not an action movie, guys, classic or anything like that. But it's a good film. Okay, now, with that being said, next week, you're going to be getting 2 brand new episodes. We are wrapping up our Superman watch through with a little bit of Batman v. Superman. Dawn of Justice Extended Mega Edition or whatever it's called. It's got a lot of words. Ultimate Edition. That's the one we're going to watch. 3 hours long. And then we are going to be continuing through 70s. Another movie that somehow has escaped me all these years. I've never seen it. It was a first time watch. Walter Hill, The Warriors. We're going to be reviewing that film as well. And yeah, and then that's it. That's what's coming up in the pipeline. So make sure you're subscribed. That way you get all these episodes right away.
Well, fun fact, I never seen The Warriors. So it's going to be 2.
Double first time watch next week. I like it.
Yeah. So it's actually going to be pretty fun. And can't wait to sit down and do that. Other than that, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews.
Of course, if you want to follow us over on YouTube, you like watching the video versions of these podcasts, you can check us out at youtube.com/ Ultra HD Geeks. That's the new name of our channel. That's where all our podcast shows are going to be. Of course, if you're listening on the go or you like listening while you're riding in your car and you're just audio only, please, Action Movie Guys Podcast. We are on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. We're on all of them. You can find us on all your platforms. And of course, if you don't already follow us on Instagram, Ultra HD Geeks on Instagram for our co-channel, Nateflix Movie Reviews if you just want to follow me, but you should follow both of us. And yeah, that's where you can find us on all those platforms. As always, I am your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Migueroa.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.